She has the magic. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Rumors persist that Hillary Clinton will run for president. Rumors spread primarily by Karl Rove, who, according to Hillary, is fixated on her. But a new study may explain why. Her face has the magic. A Stanford psychologist set up an online study for readers of the Washington Post to test the effect of facial features on voter preference, and in particular, the effect of the facial features of one very well-known woman, Hillary Rodham Clinton. The psychologist took the faces of two relatively unknown politicians and, using a computer, slowly added in some Hillary. The result was a series of pictures of non-existent hybrid faces, some with a 20% Hillary factor, some with a 40% Hillary factor. Not enough that you'd recognize it as Hillary, but enough to make a difference. The faces were also accompanied by a phony bio. And the findings were startling. The more similar the face was to Hillary, the more votes the candidate got from the 2,200 participants, even if they disagreed with the candidate's views, even if the face was labeled Republican, which is saying something since Post readers are heavily Democratic. In fact, the study found that Hillary's features worked their magic even if the candidate was a man. Hillary is facial gold. She is political Botox. By the way, the study also tested the effect of morphing faces to look more like other candidates, including Rudy Giuliani. And as a matter of fact, I've got the Rudy picture here. Let me just show it to you. Okay. I'm putting it away.